Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brother and sister in Islam. Today is Friday. Every Friday, we're supposed to read Surah Al-Kahf, chapter of the cave, and the whole thing about the story of this young people, call them young youth, young men, who run away for the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save their iman, and sacrifice their life, their status, their family, everything, only for one thing, to save their iman. Listen to the message. 1 week after Eid al-Adha, sacrifice. And when you read Surah al-Kahf, and before we go through Surah al-Kahf, we ask ourselves, why? Why from the Sunnah to read Surah al-Kahf every week? When you study it, because if you read Surah Al-Kahf every week, it reminds you about the purpose of life, Akhirah, Jannah, Jahannam, Yawm Al-Qiyamah, the status of believer, the status of the disbeliever, and all kind of messages and wisdom from Allah to us. It's almost like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell me, if you forget all the week in the busy life, what's going on, come. Come Yawm al-Jum'ah, come, read Surah al-Kahf, go to the masjid, say Allahu Akbar, remember the last half chapter of Yawm al-Jum'ah, chapter al-Jum'ah, which elevate the name of Allah in your heart. And when you look in the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Salah 5 times a day, reminder of Allah. Dhikrullah, the maximum you can. Ramadan, Laylatul Qadr, Eid al-Fitr, Eid al-Adha, Hajj, charity, different event in a whole year. What is that? A reminder and come back to me. Reminder and come back to me. Reminder and come back to me. Between the rahmah of Allah and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want us to save ourselves from the torture of Allah. Now, I wanted to go and read verse 46 till 49. 46 and 49. And find out what the wisdom. What about the number 50? What it mean? 54, what it mean? 55, what it mean? 56, 57, warning. 59, what happening right now? 101, very dangerous, warning. But this way, I'm going to repeat again. 46 till 49. Read it. Get the wisdom from it. 50, 54, 55, 56, and 57, 59, 101. Please read it. I want your feedback. Tell me what you learned from it. Sit down. Take your time. Take some time off. And this why. Why also the good early people used to go to every Friday and visit the grave and make salam and make dua. Wonder what happened if I read Surah Al-Kahf and remember the end of time and I'm standing in the front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and everything is written, everything, small and big. And after that, I go to Jum'ah, remember Allah, elevate the name of Allah, and sacrifice my time and my money for Sabilillah, give charity, go visit the dead, give salam, remember I'm next. After that, I visit some sick, sit down with myself, make salah ala nabi. What happened? It put me in a state of mind, a state of iman, the real state which I should be living with, state of iman. Watch in chapter al-Kahf, how many verse about warning about the family and the dunya? We're going to die, my brother and sister in Islam. What happened if I'm not in the right company with the right message and remind ourselves, dunya will take you. You will do the ritual, you will do salah, and I bear witness for sabilillah. You will do all the ritual, but deep down you're living dunya 100%, not 99, 100%. No fear of Allah, no love of Allah, no real iman, no real taqwa, no crying, no joy with Allah, no real joy with dhikrullah, no real joy about remembering Jannah insha'Allah, no real fear about standing in the front of Allah and you're going to Jahannam. Wal'ayazu billah, may Allah forgive us. What happened if I'm not living this message? I will never live the status of Iman deep in, meaning the status of Muslim is not there. And now I look like a Muslim, I might have some ritual, but deep down inside, my thought, my thinking, my love, my emotion, my fear, everything is life. My talk and my everything, dunya, dunya. And I have no any space to even joy zikrullah or remember Allah or thanking Allah. My dear brother and sister in Islam, we in it. We in it. Run and grab a moment of Iman. You remember close to a year ago, I shared with you one hadith is very scary. When in the end of time, Iman and Islam will be coming off of you like you're taking your own clothes off. And you're running after and you cannot find it. You cannot grab it. Wallahi, my dear brother in Islam, if you not be vigilant about your Islam and Iman, it's very easy to lose it. It's very easy to lose it day after day, month after month, night after night. I see people wake up with no sense of gaining my day. I go to sleep with no sense of gaining my day. I get up and no adhkar. I go to sleep is no adhkar, no protection, no sense of worry about gaining my day. Oh Allah, make me gain my day. Oh Allah, make me gain my day. Make this day witness to me, not against me, Allah. I hardly see people do that. And everybody suck you to the drama and dunya, and nobody want to leave you alone. My dear brother and sister in Islam, we in it. We in it. Save yourself and your family. Save yourself first. May Allah make us among those. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Word of wisdom, hopefully, to wake you up so quick. Please, my brother and sister in Islam, go to Quran. Read. Read at least the verses I give you now. Contemplate. Ask yourself, did I wake up? I want to gain Jannah. I want this day for me. Did I try to gain something between me and Allah? Do I have even 10, 15 minutes between me and Allah? Do I want some joy between me and Allah? Do they think about the calamity of the Ummah, the condition of the Ummah, the suffering of others? Do I care for them? Do I ache for them? Do I make dua for them? Do I remember standing in the front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This is Friday. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us Friday with peace and tranquility and make it witness to us, not against us. Remember, read the hadith about Friday. Allah created the earth on Friday, and Yawm al-Qiyamah will come on Friday. May Allah save us, inshaAllah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.